A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Bimbo News, with your hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Steffi.
Have you seen The Babadook?
Yeah, a long time ago. We should keep that part in. Hello and welcome to Webcrawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And The Babadook. This is a podcast where we'll cover everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And this week we had a doozy of an episode, or maybe it was last week. Who knows? Time is a flat circle.
The solar panels.
Yeah, about solar panels. Seems boring. But it's not. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-4-2069. Nice.
All right, Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Lee V, Amber L, Michelle T, Callie C, Christina H.
Welcome to the team. Ladies' night.
Whoa.
Let's get into it. This week in Weird, the Kate Middleton scandal?
I don't know. Drama?
I don't know what's going on over here. Listen, I don't want to. Okay, so it came out. She released a video that she has cancer.
Yes.
And that's what's been going on. I don't want to go to hell. Listen, I don't know what's going on. I'm just saying, my tinfoil hat is still on.
Oh, no, no, no.
Is yours?
No, I think they handled this in such a weird way. I don't know. Like, why put out that photo? Then they blamed her for a Photoshop, and then they were just very secretive about everything. It was so strange. I blame the royals, the PR team, whoever they got working over there. You got to fire them.
There are some things with the video that confuse me. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to offend anyone.
Is it AI Kate Middleton?
Yeah, my tinfoil hat is still on. Well, in other body news,
bodily medical news. Well, the first human transplant, or how
do I work? Yeah, doctor said. What happened?
A pig transplant kidney human. A pig kidney was transplanted into a human. The first one ever, successfully.
Wow, and it's amazing that our podcast isn't number one on the charts. It's really, I'm surprised with the way that we deliver the news.
I don't get it at all.
So a pig kidney is in a human now, and it's like working?
It's working. It's a guy named Richard Slayman. He's 62.
Baconhead. Richard Baconman.
He has end-stage kidney disease. He received the organ last week in a 4-hour procedure. He's recovering well, and he's going to be discharged soon.
Okay, well, it happened last week.
Yeah.
Jury's still out about how this pig kidney's right. going to be functioning. I mean, I'm glad they transplanted it.
They're planning on cloning pigs, like genetically modified, so they won't be like rejected by the human body or like spread, you know, pig viruses to people or complications. But which is like,
what if this turns out to be a Planet of the Apes situation?
Exactly.
If we're like genetically modifying pigs to be more human.
It's like that Twilight Zone episode where they all have like weird pig faces.
Yeah. And then that woman's getting plastic surgery to look like a pig.
A world that she's getting plastic surgery to look like a beautiful woman, but she's hideous because everyone else looks like pigs.
What? Yeah, she's beautiful and she's getting surgery to look like a pig.
Oh, I thought she was getting surgery to look like a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's hideous because she's beautiful. That's right, the whole okay. twist, Melissa. That's why that's the twist.
Why we're not the number one podcast, I don't
yeah.
know.
Are you okay today? What's
I'm
are
fine.
You all right?
I'm fine. I'm great.
Well, we'll see what happens. What is this next story? This is why I don't work out.
Okay, so there was a burglar who was doing yoga, seen on camera doing yoga before robbing a bakery. It was in Australia. There's just surveillance camera of her doing yoga, like stretching, like on the sidewalk outside a bakery. And then she breaks in and she steals an iPad. She steals some croissants. Just getting, you know, just stretching.
Did she have to do like Ocean's 11 type stuff to get into the bakery? Like, was there a reason for the stretching?
I don't think so. She was just, you know, was like, oh, I didn't get my stretches in today. I better do this before I burgle this bakery.
Well, I'm glad she got her workout in.
Yeah. That's important. Oh my God. This is crazy. This woman who had her hand amputated because of a blow dryer.
I don't know about this.
Okay, so this woman from South Carolina, she had her left hand and wrist amputated after a freak accident with her blow dryer. So she was blow drying her hair. She somehow passed out while she was blow drying it, fell over, and was on top of the blow dryer while it was still on. And apparently she may have been shocked by the blow dryer. That's how she passed out. So for 20 minutes, she was passed out on the floor with the blow dryer blowing hot air onto her hand and arm. And so her partner finally found her. She said, oh my God, look at your hand. Because it was just hot air. So it was just like third degree burns.
Yeah.
So they had to amputate it because like nerve damage and stuff.
That's crazy because there's that woman in My Strange Addiction who like sleeps with her blow dryer.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's living fine.
That's, I mean,
weird.
God, that must, like, so much heat going on your hand. I guess it just, like, melted. It said it burned it, like, to the bone. Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. She's a dog groomer. She's like, loss of her left hand has made it difficult for her to carry out certain daily tasks. She's a dog groomer.
Difficult? Yeah. That seems impossible.
But, man. What a crazy freak accident.
Yeah, that's insane.
Did you see this Martha Stewart chicken lobster thing?
I saw a picture of it, this like crazy, like, it reminds me of the turducken.
Yeah.
I'm confused by it. I don't quite understand.
So Martha Stewart posted this picture on Instagram. It's a chicken with a lobster head and lobster claws, like a roasted chicken. And it's from this restaurant.
Yeah, I don't understand. Is it stuffed into it?
I believe so. I believe the lobster head is stuffed into where the chicken head would be. And it's, it's disgusting. It's from
that's so disgusting.
Mason Barnes restaurant.
Is that one of her restaurants?
No. just a restaurant. People were calling it a chobster.
A chobster? I don't get it.
Chicken lobster.
Oh, chicken lobster. Okay. I forgot about the lob and lobster. I was like, chobster.
Someone said it looks like something out of Poor Things.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems sexual to me. Something about the lobster tail sticking out of the hole of the carcass, but all the power. But she's hole a sexual in the woman. Hashtag hole of the carcass. But
she is a sexual woman, her. Right?
Yeah, she's a sensual lady. So, you know, she whatever. Is. Good for her. Later on, this story is kind of crazy. We're going to talk about the new Netflix series, Three Body Problem, which I loved. I don't know your take on it yet.
I've only watched the first three episodes.
Oh, okay. I finished it. I thought it was great. This former gaming executive sentenced to death in poisoning of billionaire Netflix producer in China. This is from CBS News. A former executive at Yuzu Games was sentenced to death on Friday in the 2020 poisoning of the founder of the high-profile Chinese gaming company, which has links to Game of Thrones and the new Netflix series Three Body Problem.
Whoa.
Yeah. Zhu Yao poisoned the food of company founder Lin Qi in December 2020 because of a dispute over running of the business, which is why Maria hasn't been on for a while.
She tried to poison us.
Yeah, and we were just so the Hollywood Reporter reported that Lin was allegedly sickened by a cup of poisoned pu'er tea. I don't know what that is. I might be mispronouncing it. He died 10 days later. Four other people were sickened but did not die after, I guess, he poisoned several beverages. Whoa. In the office. What a way to go out. Yuzu owned the film rights to the Three Body Problem, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently it's a producer in Game of Thrones. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. It's saying that Three Body Problem was produced by Game of Thrones creators. Oh, so I guess Yuzu, this gaming company, developed Game of Thrones Winter is Coming, a video game based on the Game of Thrones series. So they're linked in a few different ways. Crazy story, crazy stuff.
Like if you're in an argument with someone, what gets you to the point where you're like, I'm going to kill them?
Well, it's a good way to have the last word.
I'm just going to kill them. I'm going to end their life. It's crazy.
I think you have to have, especially a business dispute, like did you steal the stapler? Die. Like, I don't know.
Die. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
This is kind of interesting. We talked about this in the past. The first Neuralink patient, Yeah, Nolan Arbaugh, he was paralyzed. He got the Neuralink implanted in his brain. He is a 29-year-old quadriplegic, and he posted a tweet using only his thoughts.
I saw this.
He tweeted using his thoughts. Twitter banned me because they thought I was a bot, and Elon Musk reinstated me because I am.
Cool.
Crazy stuff. I mean, I'm glad it's working for him.
I saw him playing chess and Mario Kart using his brain. Yeah, apparently for chess, he would like focus on where he wanted the cursor to go on the screen and it would move the pieces.
Oh, okay. Computer chess. I was like, oh my God, he has telekinesis now.
Yeah, he was playing chess with his mind.
Yeah, I was like, what? I want it. I was like, give me the Neuralink now.
No.
That's crazy. I mean, that could be a huge development for, you know, the disabled community.
Yeah.
I'm thinking especially like ALS or things like that. That's really incredible.
Right.
So we'll see. I'm glad it's working for him thus far. In other internet news, a CryptoPunk NFT sold for $16.4 million in March, which is like now, March 2024. Like, how are people still getting scammed by NFTs?
That's crazy. I thought like NFTs were kind of like, the price was going down a lot. 16 million?
Yeah, like Justin Bieber's NFT is worth $5 now or something.
That's so sad. His monkey picture or whatever.
Yeah, like why are people still buying NFTs? But I
don't know.
Whatever. Money laundering. I think that's what it is somehow.
Yes.
Money laundering.
That's what it is.
And then this story made me smile. So there's an island near Chicago called Volvo Island because somehow Volvo got stranded in this lake in Chicago. I don't know if it like drifted or what happened, but it ended up in the middle of the lake on like a bunch of rocks, like on this rock formation in the middle of the lake.
I wonder if the lake was empty.
Dry?
And it drove into the middle and then it slowly
left it
filled
there.
Back up again.
Oh my God, that has to be it. There must have been a drought and it drove into the lake on top
of
that.
Yes.
That's really funny. So now they just call it Volvo Island. And in the middle of the lake, there's just this Volvo that I guess they can't really move unless they were to helicopter it out.
Right.
But they just kept it there.
That's amazing.
Over a 4.9 star rating on Google with 300 views. 300 reviews, excuse me.
Highly recommend going to Volvo Island, get a picnic.
Oh my God, this is what happened. Okay, so the island was still connected to the land in 2012. This pile of rocks, I guess it started floating away or something.
Floating away.
Okay, according to the owner of the island, the owner of the island, meaning
I
the
own
Volvo
Island. It's a pile of rocks with a car on it.
Yeah, what?
I'm an island owner.
Imagine, like, that's his Hinge profile, owner of an island. Like,
hell yeah.
And gold diggers are like, oh, really? So according to the owner of the island, Scott Mann, a proprietor of two car repair shops in the area, the man-made lake was formerly a mine before it was flooded. While the island was still connected to land in 2012, man towed the Volvo onto the island and excavated around it to make it fit just the car himself.
Oh, so it's like did it on purpose.
He made the island.
Okay, weirdo.
Is that legal?
What?
You can just make a lake and it... What?
Ooh. What?
We got to get this guy in the pod.
Who owns, the lake? What?
This is crazy.
Oh, both the island and the surrounding lake are private property owned by Ottawa resident Scott Mann. So he owns that land, I guess.
It's his property. I guess you can do whatever you want with your property if you have the permits.
Sure.
So he's turned it into a tourist attraction. I wonder if he charges.
His boss was considering covering the island with sand to make it look like a beach, but the sand was never laid and it eroded because there's no sign of anything beach-like.
This is deranged.
This is deranged.
All right, well, next time you're in Chicago, visit the rat hole and Volvo Island.
Well, did the rat hole get filled, I think?
I think they filled it.
Boo.
Yeah, very, very sad. Well, should we get into some entertainment news?
Hell yeah.
I love that you put this under entertainment.
Well, the Menendez brothers. I guess that should be true crime.
Entertaining as hell. If there's two people who are entertaining as hell, it's the Menendez brothers.
Well, there was that show about them a few years ago.
There was a show. Yeah.
It was pretty good. So the Beverly Hills mansion where the Menendez brothers murdered their parents sells for $17 million.
It makes sense. 28
years to the day after they were convicted. Wow. It was originally listed for $19,999,500.
I like how you that. $19,999,500.
That's how I say numbers now.
I'm going to need you to get an MRI as soon as we get off the pod today.
Oh,
500.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Well,
I would not buy that house.
No, I no, thank you. That's a pass for me, dog. I guess Happy Gilmore sequel is in development. Netflix. So Adam Sandler has the script for Happy Gilmore sequel. Actor Christopher McDonald says, Christopher McDonald played Shooter McGavin, for those of you who might not remember. I guess Adam Sandler told him that he has a first draft. He showed it to him, and they're putting it together. So there's no release date yet.
Happy Gilmore.
I loved it too.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Yeah. It's did you see his most recent movie, which wasn't in the vein of his other movies, but it was about like his daughters getting a bar mitzvah, and it was played by his actual daughters?
Oh, right. I didn't see that.
It was cutish. It wasn't like amazing.
I saw
but it
the
was
one
cute.
Where he played a basketball coach.
Oh yeah, that was cute.
It was like on Netflix.
Oh.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, and he like good. Kind of mentored that one guy or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I like that one. In other entertainment news, if you were a Stranger Things head, as we all are, Matthew, I'm a Billy boy, but Matthew Modine, who played Papa, is officiating Millie Bobby Brown's wedding. And I believe that she's marrying Jon Bon Jovi's son. I think.
What? She's only 20?
Yeah, but she's... Also, I think she's like kind of problematic.
Really?
She just says weird shit sometimes.
Yeah, Jake Bon Jovi.
Jake Bon Jovi. What if her name is going to be Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi?
Oh,
Millie
that's
Bobby
crazy.
Brown Jovi.
Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Millie Triple B. That's too much. I hope she keeps... I don't know. Yeah. Or what if he goes to Jake Bobby Brown Bon Jovi? I don't know. It's just there's a lot of B's there. Doesn't really roll off the tongue. She recently was on a podcast. I don't know what podcast it was, but she was talking about how she leaves reviews for restaurants if the food isn't great.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, unnecessary. She said, I've been critiqued my whole life and given criticism. So I think it's important to give constructive criticism and tell people where they can improve.
Okay. No.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, like, really? She says she has a fake name for her reviews that she does on like Yelp or whatever.
Oh, my God. I hope someone finds it.
It's dork behavior, in my opinion. Too much time on your hands, dork behavior.
Yeah, why would you do that? That's annoying.
This is when you know that someone has popped their oversaturation in the media bubble. John Hinckley Jr., he attempted to kill President Ronald Reagan, and he in a love offering for Jodie Foster. He apparently made a comment about Sydney Sweeney's fame.
No.
Yeah, he said, it's getting a bit much. These famous actresses have no idea that you're what you're talking about when you say they're all in on some political nonsense you're preaching. And trust me, you're never going to get her attention. If trying to kill the president doesn't work, who are you going to shoot? God?
What?
Yeah. Patricia Krenwinkle, who is serving a lifetime prison sentence for 7 counts of first degree murder committed during her time in the Manson family, agreed with Hinckley.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. It just absolutely disgusts me when some creep makes an innocent person a pawn in some personal culture war they've invented.
I don't understand the Sydney Sweeney... I don't understand what's going on. If people are obsessed with her, I don't get it. I don't know.
I think that the boys are just going crazy over her titty tangas. I read that she's been like adopted by like, first of all, her family's Republican. She's been, I think, adopted by the right as like, this is what a woman should look like.
Oh,
and, you know, she's like skinny and blonde and has big boobs. And you know, the right is like convinced everyone is trans. Like they just have this weird, yes. like they're like, she's an actual woman. She's like the first actual female Ew. Actress. Yeah. And I think like her mom, it's alleged her mom had some sort of Trump birth themed birthday party or something.
Oh, right.
She's been really supported by like conservatives and Republicans and things like that.
Oh, God.
I like her in Euphoria. I think she's
I think she's great
in Euphoria. I think she's like a fine actress or whatever. Her SNL, I was like, this woman has no charisma at all in her personal personality.
Good in dramatic roles.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to hang out with her. Like I don't think she seems, I don't think she has that X factor personality wise. But I think for people, I don't know. But
she's a great
I guess the serial killers are weighing in on her now. I can't, like, is that real? That's so crazy.
John Hinckley, he's not in prison for attempting to kill Ronald Reagan. There was this thing happened where he was like, he had an insanity plea, and I don't know that he ever went to prison. I think he may have just been in a psychiatric hospital was what he was sentenced to.
What does it say? John Hinckley Jr. freed from court oversight after decades.
Oh, he was freed. That seems wrong. Wait, John Hinckley Jr. claims he's a victim of cancel culture after his concert was nixed. No, bro, you tried to kill the president.
Concert?
He's a would-be assassin turned folk singer.
That's funny. Someone said, being completely serious when I say he's the best person to speak out about this.
His last concert was postponed. Oh, it's cancel culture.
Well, I mean, it is kind of funny. Like, he was so enamored with a celebrity that he wanted to kill. And now he's telling everyone, like, calm down about Sydney Sweeney. Like, it's not that important.
Right, because he was obsessed with Jodie Foster, with, like, stalk her and write notes to her and stuff.
Yeah, he wanted to kill Reagan to, like, prove to Jodie Foster how much she loved
him. And he's like, hey, everyone, leave Sydney Sweeney
alone. Chill about Sydney Sweeney.
If I know what happens.
Yeah. That's funny. I kind of love that, actually.
That's funny.
I mean, I don't love it, but, you know, it's kind of funny.
I love
it. Okay, so this story, I love it. I love it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It In True Crime Corner, I read this morning, and this is crazy. I have to look it up because it didn't post right. So this guy, his wife was on the way to her bridal shower. And okay, so this is from Jason Levin. I am Jason Levin on Twitter. So he said, serious post, scariest day of my life. I got a text saying help from my fiance at 1:37 p.m. when she was in an Uber to her bridal shower. We live in UWS. I don't know where that is. And the party is
Upper
in Chelsea.
West
it's a straight
side.
Upper West Side, yeah. It's a straight shot south. She realized the Uber is taking her to East Harlem. I check location and she's at 108th and Madison. I call her, no pickup. I call again, no pickup. I call NYPD at 141 to tell them the situation. I'm freaking out. The destination is a literal straight shot south. I'm scared as fuck that something terrible is happening. At 1:47, my fiance calls me. She opened the car door while the guy was driving and she jumped out and he sped away.
God.
She checks her Uber app and he had never clicked in that he picked her up. So he never like checked in for the ride. He was taking her into East Harlem. Yeah, to do who knows what. This is a part that's crazy to me. She went somewhere safe and called a new Uber to get to the bridal shower.
No.
I'd hail a cab or take Lyft. Like, I don't think I'd get an Uber again or like have my husband come meet me. Like, are you crazy? He has the name of the guy.
Oh.
I have to.
This is terrifying.
He says he's called Uber. He's called the cops and like they don't care, which I feel like is always what happens.
I told you about something like that happened to me, right?
No.
God, like 26. No, it was like 2012, 2013. I was downtown, or I went to the Hollywood Bowl and then I was downtown with a group of friends. There was like a rave or some sort of warehouse party or something. And I was very drunk. Like, I think I drank too much. Like, I don't know what happened.
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, that rarely happens to me. My friends were like, it was like probably 2 a.m. And I was like, I need to go home. Like, I don't feel well.
Right.
And so they got a taxi for me. I was like drunk and then they gave him my address and like gave him like, you know, $30 or whatever.
Right.
Like take her home. And I was like sort of coherent, but I was like very, very drunk. I think I may have like, I don't know if I passed out in the cab or like I was just not paying attention.
Do you think you were roofied?
I don't know. I never get too drunk. Like it was very bizarre. I may have just drank too much. I don't know what happened. I was just not feeling well. And I just looked at my phone because I was on the freeway. I looked at my phone where the map is and we were going like south, like we were close to Long Beach. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, excuse me, like, where are you going? He's like, going to your house. I was like, no. You need to turn around, like go north on the 101. Like, where are you taking me?
Girl, you were going to the Long Beach airport.
Yeah. And I was like, no, turn around. This is not where I live. And like, he ended up driving back. And then was like, lock the door. She's like, I'm not letting you out until you pay me. I was like, my friends already paid you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So I like, he's like, it's like $50. And I was like, ugh, the fuck? So I ended up paying him again so he would unlock the door.
Girl, you were being like trafficked to the Long Beach airport or something.
It was terrifying. And this, I will never take an Uber or taxi by myself again. I haven't taken one by myself again.
It's terrifying. I will go out of my way not to do it. So this guy, his name is Dawa, D-A-W-A. It's a black Toyota Camry hybrid. I'm sharing this because I guess he's still on the road.
Yeah.
The license plate is T780108C. So if you're in New York, do not go into that guy's car. He says the cops came. The cops say we can't file a report because no crime was committed.
Attempted abduction?
Yeah. They said they filed a report to Uber and they said they're investigating because there's two sides to every story.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. You can't be a woman taking Ubers by your side. It's fucking scary.
Oh my God, it's really funny. So yesterday the guy tweeted, New York City is the greatest city in the world, no debate. And he posted a picture of a pastrami egg roll. And then he said, never mind. And then posted
never
this thing
mind.
About his wife. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just kidding. Yeah. So guys, be careful out there. Speaking of being careful, quiet on set. Let's talk about TV.
Oh boy. Did everyone watch it? Because we did.
Oof. Man, it talks about the reign of Dan Schneider on Nickelodeon, doing shows, what, like iCarly, The Amanda Show, all that. Whatever show Ariana Grande was on, which I didn't even realize that she had a show on Nickelodeon.
Was that Disney?
Well, no, because Dan Schneider was...
Right. He was Nickelodeon.
Sam and Cat. And that was with Jeanette McCurdy, who wrote that book.
Right. I'm glad my mom died. Yeah, that book was really good.
We won't give too much away. Maybe we'll do an episode on it. But I mean, the stuff that they show.
Horrific.
It's like you look back at it because as a kid, you're watching it. You don't realize that it's inappropriate. You just think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then you watch it as an adult and it's like Ariana Grande on a bed, like pouring water all over herself or doing
squeezing
like hand job motions
a
to a potato.
Ugh.
And like moaning.
So many weird sexual things that you're like,
a lot of foot stuff, a lot of stuff being squirt, a lot of white stuff being squirted into girls' faces.
Yeah.
And it's you're weird. Like, okay. This is weird. Like, whose gaze is this for? And then Drake Bell talks about a sexual assault from one of the acting coaches associated with Nickelodeon.
Brian Peck.
Yeah. And then it comes out that a lot of people wrote, and Brian Peck admitted it on tape.
Yes.
And then all of these actors wrote letters to the judge in defense of Brian Peck.
Yeah. Like knowing what he had done, or like he said, he's like, oh, I was tempted by like jailbait, but like I did this and I know it's wrong, but like, you know, yeah. It wasn't my fault.
It's really sad. And they actually don't really get into Amanda Bynes.
Well, no. Yeah.
You can tell based on the footage of how she used to be versus like how we know she is now, like
it's
you can tell
so
some
sad.
Shit happened to that girl. Yeah. Something broke that girl's brain and it feels, you feel really horrible. Trigger warning for like some, you know, disturbing stuff, but watch that. Three Body Problem.
Yes.
Netflix. I love it. Okay, so it's by the Game of Thrones people, and
right. It's
from a Chinese book, Three Body Problem. Hold on, let me make sure I'm getting this right. It's from the author Liu Cixin. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing that. It's a Chinese science fiction author. It's the first novel in the Remembrance of Earth's Past trilogy. Oh, that's interesting. Because I was wondering if there's going to be a second season. And so now that makes me think that there will be a second season.
Oh,
based on the fact that
yeah,
it's
I really
trilogy.
Like it. It's based on this like math physics problem called the three body problem. That's like how do three objects react to each other? Like there's no solution to it. Because when you have like two, like an earth and a sun, you know how they're going to orbit, but when you add something else, it's chaos. There's no pattern to what they're going to do. And they're like, it's really cool. It's a cool show. It's a cool show.
It's not really a spoiler, but anyway.
We just cut out a spoiler.
It goes in a direction you don't expect or don't know, unless maybe you've read the book.
Yeah.
It's not... The math and the equations lead to something that might be happening to Earth or might happen in the future. And then a group of scientists are working to either, you know, there's people preventing something versus a group that's kind of trying to usher something in or welcome something. It's really a cool, And I thought a lot of great acting from actors I've never seen before.
Yeah, there's the new, she plays, she's one of the main characters. She plays the girl who's working at that, you know, but she's very good. It was like, it's one of her first acting things.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I will say, everyone's like a lot of people are a little too attractive to be scientists.
Oh my God. They're all so good looking. You're like, cut, like the lead scientist girl.
The
you're
lead like, woman.
So good looking. It's impossible.
She looks like Anna de Armas. That's who, the whole time I was like, who does she look like? And she looks a lot like Anna de Armas.
Yes.
So that's the only thing where like it's a little it's distracting until you get used to her, because you're like, really, she's like the best scientist in the world.
And you're like, just looking at her so face hot. You're like, yeah, how is your face so perfect?
I kept getting so it's so symmetrical and her lips are so beautiful. Yes. And I kept being like, how does she
look great
like
eyebrows
that?
Too
I'm like, yeah, what's going on? And she dresses really cute.
Yeah,
she doesn't dress sexually at all. Like, she dresses in very cute, it's almost like made well work clothes, and I'm like, she's so beautiful. But then I'm like, okay, she's a scientist, like, respect her. Like, my internalized misogyny, yeah, she was giving me some body problems. It's funny because my boyfriend was like, she was like, she's pretty, and I was like, yeah, and my boyfriend was like, she's a pretty girl, and I was like, oh, whoa. Like, speaking of women getting attention, awoogas, I also watched this Stormy Daniels doc.
It was good.
She seems like a cool chick.
She seems very cool. I didn't know that she was like the number two in demand porn director, or she was at one point.
I had no idea either.
Yeah.
I also didn't know that she was a stripper.
I didn't either.
I also didn't know that she was in Knocked Up or 40 this
right.
is 40 or whatever it was. Yeah,
no, yeah, one of those movies was Seth Green, because he did interviews about her and was
Seth
like,
Rogen.
Yeah, she's a cool lady. Seth Rogen, who did I say? Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Oh, no.
And this was prior to the Trump scandal. This was prior to her really being like Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, it's kind of sad too when she's like, because everyone's like, well, the president's after you, like, you might die. And she was like, I might die. They might kill me. It was sad.
Yeah. It's really interesting. It also really illuminates, like, how her lawyers treated her and took advantage of her as well.
Oh, my God. That one guy, Michael Avenatti.
I forgot about him.
Who stole her, like, book money.
Yeah. Ended up in prison.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like, because I started watching it and I was like, oh, I forgot that she had a hot lawyer. And then right. I was like, oh, I forgot he stole everything and went to jail.
Yeah.
Also, an interesting part of it was she was married. They ended up getting a divorce. But I thought it was funny that she was like, I can't do porn with anyone unless it's with you. So, like, will you quit your job and, like, start doing porn with me? So he quit his job and started and became like a porn star.
Crazy.
So
crazy.
Yeah. And she gave him full custody of her daughter because she was afraid of her daughter being in her care based on Trump coming after her. It's really a sad, sad story. And now she's in debt because these lawyers stole all her money and Trump won. So I don't know. It's really sad.
Yeah.
So you read our friend Lauren Reeves, who we've talked about before. She was the one who's won the contest to go to Mars.
to go to Mars.
She's not currently there yet. Tell us about, you read her Substack. Tell us about this story. So I knew about this story as it was going on, because she and I are friends. We haven't really kept up in a while, but as this was going on, she was telling me about it. And I was like, this is fucking crazy.
It's like the who the fuck did I marry for lesbians story.
Also, I will say this was her first lesbian relationship. I don't know if she says that in her Substack, but this is when she first.
Maybe she does.
I don't know the correct terminology, but this is like she she's been, I guess she hasn't been straight, but she has only dated men her entire life. And right. I guess did not know she was interested in women, or did not really realize that or actualize right. it. And then this was her, she started dating women mid-30s. And this was like, I think this was like her first Hinge date and like the first woman she started dating.
Yeah. But she's writing, she has a Substack and it's so good. I saw her post it on Twitter and I was like, what's this? And I read the first one and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. I think there's 10 parts out now. It's not finished. She's like, the whole month of March, I'm going to tell the story about this crazy lady I dated. And it's so good. She's a pathological liar.
Yeah.
Turns out. I don't know. I'm only to the point where they went to Alaska to visit Lauren's family. Man, it is crazy. It's so good. And Lauren's such a good writer. I'm like, this should be like, you should turn this into a movie or book or something.
She will. She's written a book. It's called And Then You Die of Dysentery: Lessons in Adulting from the Oregon Trail.
Oh, right.
And it's about things that she learned from the Oregon Trail computer game.
That's funny. That's very funny. Yeah. But yeah, it's called Trashly is the name of the story. But I think her Substack is just her name, Lauren Reeves.
I'll definitely have to read it because I don't really remember.
I'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, please do. Some recommendations for me. I don't usually like Dax Shepard, but I listened to a few episodes of his Armchair Expert podcast just because I was like out of podcasts. And there's an episode with Goldie Hawn that's actually very interesting. She talks about like neurobiology, which is very surprising from Goldie Hawn.
Interesting.
But she talks about how when she first started in Hollywood, she was having horrible, horrible anxiety attacks, like paralyzing anxiety attacks. So then she's kind of dedicated her life to studying anxiety and like meditation and breathing techniques and, you know, how the brain works. And she's started this foundation for schools for how to help young kids combat anxiety and like implementing these things called brain breaks into schools, which is essentially like meditation, but teaching kids as young as like kindergarten kind of like how to meditate by having brain That's breaks nice. In between like subjects and things like that, and about emotional regulation. It's really interesting. Also, I like have never been a Bradley Cooper fan. Like from everything I hear about him, I'm like, this guy kind of seems like a weirdo. Then I listened to him on Armchair Expert and I really liked him.
Oh, really?
I think he's misunderstood. And I think people take out snippets of clips that he says and like take it really out of context.
Sure, yeah.
And I think he's actually an interesting guy. Because remember there was that context, that clip where people were like, Bradley Cooper says he hates his daughter or something, like he hates his newborn daughter. And that's where he talks about it on Armchair Expert. And basically he's saying like, when she was first born, I did not understand my attachment to her. Like, she was just this person, and I eventually realized that I would die for this creature who was at first a stranger.
When I saw that clip, I related to that so much because for the first 6 months, you're like, "What?" I didn't feel that like, oh, I would die for this baby. I'm like, there's this creature in my house. It came out of my body. I don't know. And it takes a while, I feel like, for a lot of people.
I was like, this makes perfect sense. And this is what every person has ever said to me. And now he's like, there is this creature that's screaming all the time and crying and keeping me up at all night. And I haven't, like, I don't think I would die for this thing yet. And then eventually something kicks in where you're like, I would take a bullet and step in front of a train for this thing. And now she's my entire purpose in my life. But at first, like, I did not like this thing in my house that was like screaming and crying. It was I think everything he said is really taken out of context. And he also talks kind of like about sobriety. Because he's been sober a long time and stuff like that is just really interesting. Then Zach Woods on Conan, and I don't know who he is.
Yeah. He was on
Silicon Valley. He's the tall guy. He's the weird looking tall guy. No,
he's the guy who said, I remember on Silicon Valley, he's like, my bones are my home, or my body is my home and the bones are, or something, some quote about his body and his bones that was like the funniest thing.
Yeah. Okay. He was on The Office too. He's so funny on the Conan interview. He's really smart. He's really funny. He tells one story. I guess he played jazz as a kid. Like, I think it was jazz trumpet or something weird like that. And he says how he got into jazz was because he had a computer and the only game he had on his computer was like a CD-ROM of the history of jazz. And you would go through. Yeah, he said, like, he was like, it was done like a first shooter game, but instead of like going through streets and shooting things, you would like go to a jazz club and go to different rooms and learn about the history of jazz. And
wow,
it's really funny how he tells it. But he was like, but then I got braces and I had to stop playing jazz.
Oh,
and
no.
So he got into acting. He said he used to pry off his braces so that he could play the trumpet. And eventually he like was like, yeah.
But
he was really funny. Yeah. Also, Larry David on Conan was really funny as well. The Conan podcast.
So if
you're a podcast boy, those are my recommendations.
If you're a podcast boy.
If you're a podcast boy, I recommend that.
That Zach Woods quote is, I simply imagine that my skeleton is me and my body is my house, and that way I'm always in my home.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just a very, very funny quote from Silicon Valley that I remembered.
He's also in Lady Ghostbusters for the first like 5 minutes, and he's really funny.
Oh.
I heard the new Ghostbusters is trash.
Well, I could have probably guessed that.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. Anyways, that's about it for this week. Please call in and let us know if you have any information. Just if you have any information. If there's anything you want to tell us, if you have any information. All right. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.